says in Sukkah and Dafem Aleph, Titania Abraisa, Titsa Doimag Kimintas Shalzov, Recha Beis Etzbois, Mukam Oizel Oizen, Vakotala Beishit, and on the Titsa is written two lines, Yud K Mamaila, the Yud K on top, Vakotish Laman Milamato, and the Kodish Laman on the bottom. So Tosfos asks, or he points out, Sha'afal Pi Shayud K Shem Gomer, even though the Yud K of Hashem is a Shem Gomer, there's no issa being hoiges Hashem by Siyosef. Im maskeh shtei shemus kivin ein maskeh l'shem shem shalom. Tosfos is quoting a Mishnah in Sanhedrin of Tzadik Amud Aleph. The Mishnah over there makes a list of things that elam cherek l'olam haba. And the Mishnah there says, Abba Shol says, af ha'hoiges Hashem by Siyosef. Someone who's hoiges Hashem by Siyosef, elam cherek l'olam haba. This Abba Shol is brought down l'alocha by the Rishonim, the Rosh, the Rif, the Smag, the Torah. But also by the Chayodim and the Mishabruah, Mishabruah and Simon Hay, that someone who is Hoge Hashem Ba'is Yosef, Eilam Chayot L'Olam Haba. The Yamam does not bring it down, so the Yad Ramah says, even though the floor of the Tanakama argues in Abba Shol, however, Avadi agrees it's a big Oynish, just he argues in the concept if it's Eilam Chayot or Yeshlam Chayot. However, everyone agrees it's Osir, and again, Mishabruah passes it's Eilam Chayot L'Olam Haba. So this get of Hoge Hashem Ba'is Yosef, what does that mean? So, the Chakira, Machalik Shoshanim, does it mean Hoygis Hashem Ba'is Yosef, meaning when you have the UK Vavke, you read it out, the whole word, you say the UK Vavke with the Nikudis, the whole entire thing? Or what does it mean saying the Oisius? The Yud, and then they're saying the Hey, and then the Vav, and then the Hey. Is there Isin saying the Oisius or saying the word itself? So to write the UK Vavke, the Svasem is over in Daf Hey, said Avad, there is no Isin writing it. There's no Isin, no Ksiva Kadibur, there's no Isin writing it. And the Kivegan, Simon Lamed points it out, the Isin writing it, how can everyone write a Sefer Torah? I can write a Sefer Torah. You always run UK Vavke. It should be also. Lastly, time is you have a Das Lehepoch, and Echlam is no problem. Hoygis Shem Boisiyosu by Ksiva. The Chavasir also Sim Tazayin says by Ksiva there is no Issa. However, what about the Hoyga? Hoyga means to pronounce it. Right? The Issa is Hoyga pronouncing it, not the Ksiva. What is the Gedder? So you have one option, how the Yad Ramah and Sanhedrin, that Tzadik learns, that when you read the word, the Kriya Kiksavoy, you with the Nekudas, and Echlami, that is the Issa. The Hoyga Shem Boisiyosu is saying the word out. That's how the Rav Mishnais and Sanhedrin explains the Rosh and Yuma, and that seems to be how the Mishnevuah Paskins in Simon Hay in Sivkon Beis, he says, Einlam Chayt Olam Haba, what is the case? When you do the Kriya Kiksava, when you read out the whole entire word with the Nekudas. That's one Mahalach. However, from our Tosis and Daf Hay in Sukkah, Chul is Mukhin Laf Away. Tosis problem explains Mashah, explains Maram. He is asking, how could the Gemara write the word that on its sits is two Shittim, a Yud, and then the Hay? When a person reads the Gemara, he's going to say the Oisi is Yud Kei, and the Chura can be Hoyges Hashem Ba'Oisi Yosef. So Tosfos answers over here is different because the Etzim on the Tzitz was Yud Kei Vav Kei, the whole entire thing. And over here, since he's only saying half of it, in Chlami there is no Isser. We see from Tosfos, just saying the Oisi is in and of itself, there's an Isser. That's Shita Tosfos. And that Vaz in Simon Elof Tavches, he said the Echlami Pshan Toysis is, it's also said the Oisius. Therefore, he turns the Toysis, both things are also. Say the Kriya Kiksava is also, and say saying the Oisius itself, that is also also. That's how it's Paskin, with brought down Alocha, the Rizal, and Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Shlach Kodesh, the Kavachayim, Simon Hay, the Chidor, the Rami Panu, and Loshen the Chayodom, and Klal Hay, in Sivchav Zayin. He says, the Mishnah, he said, the Hoyge Hashem Ba'is Yosef, Ein Loi Chelik L'Olam Haba. What does that mean? The Hainu Shekora Hashem B'Nikud Oisah. First he says, saying the name of Hashem with the Nikud Ois. Then he says also, Oish Oima Oisiyos, even saying the Oisiyos, Afil Rach Miksosim, even saying half the Oisiyos, Ma'at Oisiyos is Mukhag, it's also, the Hainu is just saying the Yud Kei, saying the Yud and the Hei itself, without the Vav Kei, Echlami, that itself is also. And says the Chayotim, what should you say? You should always say Yud Kei Vav Kei. He writes now with A, he writes with the Kuf, say Yud Kei with the Kuf, and then Vav Kei. That's what you should do. And so Ma'is the Mingus, we Machmer, we never say the Oisiyos, we say Yud Kei with the word Kei, not the word Hei. And the Chassam Sofer in Chosh Mishpat, Simon Kuf Sadek Beis, he also brings down our Tosfos, says in Tosfos and Muchach, the Oisis itself is also, and he writes, therefore, he writes in this time, as the minig was then, to say Yud K Vav K, say the word K and not say the word Hey. So if that's so, what should a person do when he puts on tefillin and tzitzis in the morning? Tzitzis if you're married, beforehand there's a L'Shem Yichud. If you say the Shem Yichud, in the middle it says, on the beginning it says, the Yachid Shem, Yud K Vav K. It says Yud, then a Hey, Vav, and then a Hey. It says the word UK Vav K. How are you supposed to say it in the morning? Are you supposed to say the Oisius correctly? Or not? So I saw a common different mahalchim, how are you supposed to do it? Just to go through them, One option is to say Yud K, the word K, not the word He. Yud K Vav K. The Sefer Maase V'Chol Machnos in Simen Ches, or the Pesach Olam, or if you look in the article in the Siddur, they write at the bottom. They say you should not say the Yud K Vav K. Says article, they write it with a K. K-E-Y. They say, you say, you came off, okay. You should not say the hey. Why? And it brings down the smachloikis. What does that mean? Bring down the smachloikis. And the nechnami, you should be machmer. That's one mahalach how to say the Shem Yichud. Another mahalach has brought down in the Gosh Chedushim to the Sefer Shah Mitzvist on B'chaim Vital, that when you say it, you say Yud, A, Hey, A, Vav, A. You say three times the word A. He writes Aleph Yud, or E. Yud, E, Hey, E, Vav, E. Say three times the word E, once after the Yud, once after the Hey, once after the Vav. A third mahalach also brought down basically the same idea, that you should say the word A or E twice, once after the Yud, and once Yud, you say Yud E He, and then you say Vav Yud He. So instead of saying it three times between each letter, don't say it twice. We'll get back to why, what's the Tullian. So that's how it's brought down the Kitzah Ashlah, and the Abiyahim brings it down the Chalik Test. That's the third option. A fourth option is brought down in the Masav HaShulchan in 169. He said you say the word Liyachid Shem Kudshu Berichu. You miyachid, put together the Oisius, what? Kudshu Berichu. Don't say UK Vavke, you just say miyachid Hashem Berichu. And Kudshu Berichu. A fifth choice is Noda Behuda. Noda Behuda, they ask him this question in Tanyana and Simon Tzadikimel in Yerodeo. They ask him about the Shem Yichud. So first he writes back, he's against the whole title of the Shem Yichud. He says, Tzadikim Chasidim Mikoshlubai, and you should not say the Shem Yichud. Probably reading some Kubalap, he will do say the Shem Yichud. So over there he brings down Taisus and Avhei, says, the show with Mephafel, how can you say the UK Vavke? So he ends off. I remember from my childhood that everyone said Yud Kei Vav Kei with the word Hey. They wrote Yud and then the Hey and then the Vav and the Hey. There's no problem. Therefore, Vada Tzmutter. Very strange. He brings on Tosis and said, I remember my childhood, they all did it, so it's Mutter. No terrors, no pshat, no nothing. My childhood, Miyadusa, I remember, it must be Mutter. So, one choice, maybe what it means, Reb Nissen told me that Abacha told him maybe, that since you say Yud Kei Vav Kei, when you say the Shem Yichud is Yud and then the Hey, then the Bir Vav and then the Hey. The Bir is the Mechalik between the Yud Kei and the Vav Kei. Since he's separating it, maybe it's Nichol in the Het of Taisus, which I don't think it is. Maybe it's Nichol in the Het of Taisus. And Reb Nissen said this Abacha told him, that's what he says every morning. He says the Yud Kei with the word Hey. Why? Because the Beis is being Mechalik. That's one option in Kalim Noda Behuda. Not Pashas the Pshan Taisus, because he wants to say the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Oh, so Taisus says, if you want to say the whole entire word, what's Taisus Teres? Yud Kei Vav Kei, you want to say the whole entire word, then you're allowed to say the Yud and then the Hey. There's no answer. If you want to say the whole thing, saying half is Mutter. However, the Sefer Ma'asev V'chol Machnois, he brings down the Behuda in Tzimichas, in Tzivkon Tess, and he says, Uchul Ma'asev, you brought Taisus, and he didn't answer it. So he brings down from the Sefer Yismachayim, Echnam, the Sefer Yismachayim says a Taisus Sefer in the Noda Behuda. All our Noda Behudas, I looked at the new ones, the old ones, they all say the same thing. The Noda Behuda wrote Yud K, Vav K with the Kuf there. And the printer put in, he meant, hey, just put there, I'll print. But that's when you put Yud K with the Kuf there. And he said, the Vadi, he said, Yud K Vav K, that's no problem. I remember Yel Dusa, they said with the Kuf there. That's how Mamashay said it, Yud K with the Kuf, and now with the Hey. Therefore, in Echnami, the feed this, Yabiyoim also brings down the Chalik Tess. When a person says the Shem Yichud, you say the word Yud K according to the Noda Behuda. Two other options, I asked them people, they give me all the options. That when they say the Yachid, the UK Vavke, they don't say it with the pad, they say it with the eyes. Everyone knows Birchas Koinim. But sure, it says over there, when the Oasis of Hashem, you should read it to be a hero, say it with the eyes. So what they do, they say the word the Yachid Shem, and they read it with the eyes, UK Vavke. Well, a seventh option is what people say also, they say the Yachid Shem Avayo. They say the word Avayo. Well, we have seven different options exactly what to do. Well, all of them could be MS. Maybe except maybe in the Buddha's way with the Beis. But otherwise, they all can be MS, and Elu Velu, everyone can do whatever they're taught to do. This get of Hagia Shem Bar Yisof, what about, Avada goes by the UK, Vav K, what about by other Oisius, by the Aleph Dalet? What about by the G-D, and Laz, you say in English, Allah say the Oisius of, in English, Allah say the Oisius. So there's a Taisus, and a Madzora, and a Yudchas, and Aleph. Over there, the Gemara story about Rav Chanina ben Tradion. He was hugging the Shem Basi Oisav. He was teaching his Talmidim, and he was hugging the shame. And therefore, because of that, he got punished. The Sreifa got burnt. And his wife got punished, got killed, because she should have made a macho against her husband and didn't make a macho, therefore she got punished. This Derek Agav, I think it's known, the Sichas Musar, that he asked, what's Pshat? Rav Chanina ben Tradion, he was a God of Adar. And the Gemara explains he was punished kechuta sayro because Rubetim was mutal Islamic, except he got punished. But his wife got punished, should have made a machal. Let's understand this. His wife, Rebetim, should have made a machal against the Gadol Adar. He knows Shas, he knows Paiskim, he knows everything. He should have made a machal against him. Expect his wife to make a machal against the Gadol Adar, who Rebetim wasn't even wrong. Only kechuta sayro he got punished for it. And she dies because of him. So Chaim Shmulevitz and Sivas Musa brought down that he writes a soy godel. You should know a soy godel in life that your wife is there as Ezek Kenegdoi and put upon her is the chrayis to mashgiach upon you. She is, that's her chrayis, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives her chush hareach. He calls it a certain sense, a special smell that she can sense when he does something wrong, and she has a chrayis and a chnami to make a machal against you. Even the godel ador, every wife should say something. That does not mean that every time your wife says something, you have to listen to it. Marshall, it says in the Chumash Bereishis Paragimel that why did the unreishon get punished? The Pasuk says, because he listened to his wife, he got punished. It says, Arachayim HaKadosh. What do you mean, he listened to his wife? He said, because the mice looked at Arachayim, he did not know it was the Eitz Hadas. He got a food, did not know it was the Eitz Hadas. And he ate it. And why did he get punished? Because he listened to his wife. And my sister is possible. So, Avad Pshat is that your wife makes the machal, and you do. You check into it. You have to see if your wife's doing it with a shema, with the LS, or she's doing it for other ulterior reasons. But Avad, her chais make a machal, and your chais, check into it. Is it correct or not correct? Well, that's Pshat is over there. So, my sister, he's Yosef. What does that mean? So Tosfos starts off saying different things. First he starts off, what does it mean? He said the Oisius, he brings down Rashi, which Tosfos over here brings down. He said the Membeis Oisius. He said the Shema Hashem and the Membeis Oisius. That's one Mahalach. Tosfos goes on saying a second thing, not only the Membeis Oisius, but even saying the Yudke Vavke, the Kriyak Savoy, that self is also. Then he says the third thing. He says, explains the Gemara, even to be masked the Oisius, even to say the Oisius, just saying the UK Valkyrie, the Oisius itself, that is also Osir, Yoiva, Hege, Hashem, Bois, Yoisov, and writes the Re, therefore you say the UK, just those two letters in and of itself, Yoiva, the Isser. So Tosfos was the fourth thing, Rabbeinu Elchanan says, Lav Dafka, the UK, even when you say the Aleph and then the Dalit from the Shem Adnus, that itself is also Hege, Hashem, Bois, Yoisov. Explains Rabbeinu Elchanan why. Because the Mai says, since there's an Isser Mechika in the Yud Kei, and there's an Isser Mechika in the Aleph Dal, those two Oisis in and of itself, just the Aleph Dal is Isser to erase it, therefore, since it's also to erase it, therefore there's also an Isser to say the Oisis. The erasing, the get of Hoikas Shem the Oisis, says Toysis, is the get of Toli Mechika. Toli Zebizem. So Toysis back, we argue with Elchanan and says, not true, Aleph Dal has no Isser of erasing it. The Aleph and the Dal, you are allowed to erase. There is no Issa Mechikos. So we have Machloikis Re, Mabein El Chonon, if the Aleph and then the Dalet has Issa Mechika not. And therefore, if it has Issa Mechika, Vadikim Yehoge Hashem the Oisiyah Yisav, even this thing the Oisiyah. So, Lalocha Re Paskin, Ramon says, in Simon Reisha Involv, in Yerodea, he Paskins, he begins both days and says, Yesh Machmim, even this Aleph and then the Dalet, that in and of itself, those two Oisiyahs, you cannot erase. We can erase it. Lechur and Echlami, also Yesh Machmim, you can say those Oisiyahs. You can say the Shem Adnos, but saying Aleph and then the Dalet, with only Heftik in between, L'chor should be Achshash Issa of Hoges Hashem Ba'isi Yosef. That's why in the Lashon HaKodesh. What about, let's say, in English? The name of Hashem is G, then O, then D. Can you say the Oisius? What? Because it's telling, if once we see that itself is an Issa Mechiko, there's Kedusha in it to those Oisius itself. It has Kedusha in the Mechika, you can't erase it. That means it has Kedusha to it for whatever reason. Don't say we have come on to finish on off. Don't explain over there. No, if you mean to say it as a shame of Hashem, if you mean to say Elohim Achem, I can say Elohim Achem 100 times, right? No, sir. That means to say Hashem, then it's all, sir. If you mean to say Al Dalad, yeah, that's Machlok Yisuyim Ben Elchanan, and there are more, both days. So again, if the Mechika is also, that means it has Kedusha to it, the Hoigel is also also. Same with Oisius is also also. So let's take... So the Chur should go on all Shemus. That means all Zion Shemus is only also the Mechika. So let's take the Marshal G-G. The Chur can clear two things. Hoigel Shem by Oisius again means Kriyak Savai, or saying the Oisius. So let's say G-G, the word itself, and let's say the Oisius. So to say the word itself, it's a machlokes rishonim, but be'etzem again l'chul halacha. It seems to be rishonim, we're going to hold that to say the word itself is also. It's passing that way. Shulchan Aruch Rav, and the Pimagodim, the Kishonar, Chayodim, and the Mishabur brings down twice, once in Simon Pei Hei, Sivkon Yod, and in Simon Reish Hazvav, Sivkon Yotes, that to say he writes Gimel and then Aleph and Tes, he writes in Yiddish, to say that word, Yoivin Issa Shem Shemayim Levatollah. To say it for no reason, Yoivin Issa Deraisa of Hashem Lekecha Tira. To say it, there are Makilim, there are people on Makil, there are Tushitas, however the Mishabur and nearly Roy Vachoinim, and Game Val is a subject Deraisa. A Vada person should not say it, and that's what the Mishabur Paskins, unless you have your Rav tells you allowed to, but the Lechol should be also to say the word itself, G-D. What about the Oisius? Can you say the Oisius? So what do you have to declare? You have to declare, are you allowed to erase G-D? Are you allowed to erase the name of Hashem or not, in English? Is there any Isser in it or not? So, the Shach in Yerodeah, in Simon Kufay, in Tess, of Konyan Aleph, says there is no Kedusha to the Oisius in any language, except in Lashon HaKodesh. He says, you're allowed to erase the G-G, there is no Issa erasing any name of Hashem Balaz, there is no Issa at all. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins in Sif Vehei, Sif Kon Yod, that the erasing Hashem Hashem, the saying it, you have an Issa Hashem Lekecha Tira, to erase it, destroying the Issa of Loisasa Kein Hashem Lekechem, there is no Kedusha to the Oisius, and you cannot be allowed to erase it. This is Mishnah Berurah. That's with Rashba already in Chelek Aleph Simtov Tov Membeis, Tashbats, Chelek Aleph Simbeis. The place can bring it down, Kiveger, Osameach, Amnezer, Shlom Zalman, Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, all bring down the Mechika in Shem Hashem Balaz and Echlam Yiz Mutter. However, the Archolkim, the Chachmas Odom in Klal Peites, Oistes, and Ayavitz in Evan Boichen, Beis, Pina Beis, Oisiot, they write, they Echlam Yiz to raise Hashem, but even Balaz is also, to raise even Balaz is also. That means it will come out fi cheshbin. But if it's totally mechiko, this is the makar why people are makbid and say G dash D. They don't say G and then O and then D. They say dash. Again, why the makmer? First, hageshem ba'isiyosav. They assume it's in the oisiyos. Loi, that's totally mechiko. And the makmer with the chayotam chok masodam holds enichnami mechiko is also. But for that, that's the makar where people are being makmer to say G dash D. Chul alocha, you can argue and say first of all, the mishabur paskins hageshem ba'isiyosav is dafka kriya kiksavoy. It's aleph. Basically, in tying the Mishavua and the right place can hold Mechika's motor by G-D. But you can tie it's not totally Mechika also, Dr. Moshna Kodesh told Mechika. You can tie the Stark in Chlamin Aloch, you'll say the Oisi is G-D, no problem. And even the Chayodim who says you cannot raise Hashem's name, and the Chayodim says you can be Hug Hashem by Oisi Yosef, his examples are Yud Kei Vav Kei, his example is not Peloshan Laz. Even the Chayodim itself is Mashma's motor. So the Chur Laloch of Anachur, you don't see anyone who asks in the Chur should be mutter. But the Chur, there is a makar why people are machmir when they say the word dash, and they don't say G and then O and then D. When you say Hashem ba Isyosov, so again, you can't say the Isyos. How much do you have to be mafsik in between? And every time I sang now, I tried to say now, I said Yud, and then I said Hey, and then Vav, and then Hey. I always had a space in between. Is that good enough or not? So, first I hope it was. And the reason why it is good is first the Kav HaChaim in the Simon Hey brings down from the Shlom, the Rizal, the one reason why they say it, but the Shem Yichud, how to say it, they say it, say the word A. They say the right Yud, and the right Aleph Yud is A. They're saying clearly to make a hafzik in between is good enough. That's no problem. Pesachei Olam in Simon Hey, he takes it a step further and says, Lav Dafki, you have to have a word in between. He writes, even an ois in between is going off. He writes, Yud, Vihei, Vav, Vihei. He said, once you say Vih, he said, Vod Mechalosha means end, right? That itself is going off. Once you have anything, any hefzik and all in between, that's Allah Hoge Hashem Ba'is Yosef. That's not his name. His name is Yud Kei, not Vihei. Any hefzik in between is no problem. Put down that way again, the Chidah, Magal Siyam, Evi Oimah, they all say, they Echlami, any Hefzik, any, they write, any Hefzik is good enough. What? Oh, so the problem is, UK itself is a name, and Vav K by itself is a name. Each one by itself is a name. So, yeah. But what it said, it said it is UK and Vivov K. So UK itself is also Mechika, and that itself is also the Hagesh and Bodhisattva Son. So, to explain why the Chura, again, to be Mafsik, any Hefzik is going off. Now, where do you have to be Mafsik? You have different choices. You have UK Vav K, I like to take that name. You can be Mafsik only one time after the Yud, only one time after the Vav. How many times do you have to be Mafsik? So, if it's telling the Gedra Mechika, so, the UK itself is also mimoichik through Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. Just the UK in and of itself is also mimoichik. The Yivay Echlami, you can't say UK. What about the Vav K? In and of itself, is there any Issa Mechik or not? So, the Advaz, Tarvaz in the Simon Elf Pavches in the Simon Beit Lofim Kuf Chof Aleph and the Kesef Mishnah Perek Vav Alocha Gimel Yisayda Torah. They write Machlokes. They say it's Machlokes Yamam and they write it. If the Vav K, the last two letters by itself is the Issa Mechiko. And they say the Shita Rambam is the Issa Mechiko, and therefore if it's the Issa Mechiko, luchu again, you cannot say even the Vav K by itself. You would have to have either a hefstik there, say Vav and Hey, or and that would be good enough. Why? Because again, the Yud K, everyone agrees is Issa Mechiko. Therefore, you have to have a hefstik there, and the Vav K is Machlokes, and luchu. That's why also you have to have a hefstik there. What about by Yud K Vav K, the Hey and the Vav in between? Is there any Issa Mechiko? Let's say you wrote Hey Vav. And then you not write the yod yet, and you not write the hey at the end yet. Is any isser in that in the isser mechiko? So that is written mefurish in advaz beizelof kuchav aleph. Echnami, there is no isser mechiko. The hey vav by itself there is no isser mechiko. The pesach tshuva and yodei simku find simen reish ein vav sekon tes vav. Bring down from bnei yoyna it's mutter mechiko. There is no isser, and that's why echnami l'chur why people when they say even when they mafsik they say yod and then hey and then between hey and vav they're not mafsik. Because Tal Mechika, there is no Issa Mechika between the Hei and the Vav. L'chur say Pshat Tosfos. Tosfos says, once you say L'shem, once you say Yud Kei Vav Kei, when you're saying the Yud Kei as being part of a whole name, Ein Echanami, there's no Issa Hagi Hashem B'Si Oysav. Is that true? Are you allowed to say, are you allowed to write the whole entire name, Yud Kei Vav Kei? Are you write just the Yud and then the Hei? Are you allowed to erase that or not? You're allowed to erase that. So the Mabit in Kiryat Sefer and Yisayda Torah in Perek Vav in Oyis Beis, he said, Echanami, once you have a mind to write the whole entire word, once you only write two letters Yud K, you're not erase it. Even though Yud K by itself you cannot erase, that's when you want to say that's the name of Hashem. When you want to write Yud K Vav K, the whole name, then you write just Yud K and Echanami, you can't erase it, says the Mabit. Who is the Shein Arai from Toysis? This is Mitzchus Chinuch, Mitzvah Tov Lamed Zayin, Sikron Vav, who argues, you have a right to this concept, the Mabit from Toysis. Now, when you read the Gemara, Tosfos says, you usually read it with Oysis that said there. You would say the Yud K. Therefore, not written Yud K Vav K, which according to the Ritva needs beer. But what about other things that come into a Gemara? Let's say you write a bracha in the Gemara, or you write a pasuk in the Gemara, and these brachas have the name of Hashem. Are you allowed to say the name of Hashem when you read the Gemara? So it's a bracha to Hashem, like can you? You're allowed to say the Shem Adnus, Shem Malchus, or can't you? Or is it also? What? Shemesh and Shabbos, similar shayla, a little bit different. Ayilas? No. Yeah, but he didn't say that's Pshat in the Gemara. He has a guess in the Gemara that for UK Vav K, not like Tosfos. Tosfos has a guess in UK. Yeah, that's the guess that he had in the Gemara. I don't know, you have to look at the Ritva and Shabbos and the Ra. No, it won't help the reading it. It won't help. Because people won't read it with a dash. Right? The whole point of Mashal the Maram says how they read it. Right? Alright. Fine. So, when you come across names of Hashem, do you have to say it or not? So, first, when you're learning, let's say you're doing Mishnah Mikra Becha Targum. So, when you do the Targum, you're allowed to say the name of Hashem in the Targum. Not only are you allowed to, but Moshe Narachayim Chalik Gimel says you have to. And if you don't say the name of Hashem, Hashem Anus, you say you're not Yotze Targum. You're not in Pasha Yotze. No people who don't do it, and it's a mistake, and you have to say the name of Hashem when you do Targum. But let's say in the Gemara, when you're learning it, I come across the bracha, you'll say Hashem's name or not. So the Yavitz in Sim Pei Aleph, he writes, when it comes to a bracha, you'll say Hashem's name, you're allowed to. And the Abnezer in Sim Shin Pei Gimel in Yerodeo, he says, I think Yerodeo, he writes that a person had a chatzi shir mora, you know, half a shir mora, and there's a shayla from Kaim and Mitzvah on a chatzi shir, a chatzi mitzvah. He says to me, Machmer, take it on Pesach, what do you do about the bracha? He says, take it on the Rambam. Read the Rambam about Hilchus Mora when he makes the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Al Chilus Mora, and then eat it right afterwards. Because if you weren't supposed to say it, fine, you read Derech Limud. If you were supposed to say it, so fine, you said that bracha. No big deal. You have a problem with some of bracha. Go read the Rambam. So he holds Mamash. What? According to the Chor, the Abdin Ezer, yeah, and the Yavis, yeah. If the Gemara says that, yeah. And all the cases, the different parts, different cases. We don't know. Oh, we don't. But there are cases that don't to do it. I'm sorry, but did it by Bechs Levana. What?
You mean
Bechs Levana? David. What? Oh, so that's a different case. That's what you're allowed to. You can't get to make Rokal B'Pim, that's what you'll be allowed to. Like any Chanuch. What? You practice? No, the landing in the Pasuk? No, we'll get to the landing in the Pasuk. So therefore the Yavim says you're allowed to, and Avin says, and if not, you stop, just read the Gemara, read the Halacha, and eat whatever you have to eat. He has all the reasons over there. He says, if you come across a bracha and a Gemara, it's also to say the name of Hashem is also. And it brings a raya from a Mishnah brachas, Naftu Dalet. The Mishnah gives a list of brachas to say. One bracha says, for example, is by thunder. The Mishnah says, you say, Baruch, Shekoichalik V'rosay Moli Olam. And the Mishnah does not say, Ato Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam. Does not say that. It says, Baruch, and Shekoichalik V'rosay. Why to leave it out? So Tosfos and the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, all Paskin, you had to say Ato Hashem Lekeinu. You had to say the bracha fully. Why is it left out? Says the Magen Avraham, it's left out. Why? Because the person should not read the Mishnah with Ato Hashem. Ato Hashem Lekeinu. You'll be even Isser of saying Shem Shemayim Vatolo. And therefore, it's left out for the Mishnah. And if any Chlamy come across the bracha, you cannot say it. So the Yavis answers back, quotes the Magen Avraham and says, no, it's no raya. The reason why the Mishnah left it out, because everyone knows every bracha has to be the Shem Hashem. It has to be the Shem of Malchus. It has to be. Which needs biru, because Maisa the Ravid argues in the Rambam and says you don't say Shem Hashem in these brachas, because Mishnah left it out. The Yavid says it's poshut, and the Ravid argues says it's an Echalam Allah, we don't do it. But the Maisa the Ravid Machlokes Mogar Avam versus the Yavids, we come across a bracha, do you say the Shem Hashem or not? Malocha Adi Paskin, it's the Mishbuah, he says the Locha is the Loike Yavids. Mishbuah says that way in Simwish Tazvov, the Ali Rabba, the Shulchan Acharav, the Shai Tshuva, Beki Yosef, Acha Shulchan, the Rashav has a Tshuva about it, the Yichavidas, the Rabbi Yosef, all say Avada, the Locha is that way, and when Avad Yosef quotes Avinezer, he said Avad Alocha in this Mechalov Klal. You should not be saying Mechalov Avinezer. You should not read the Rambam any more. Avad, you shouldn't do it at all. There's no Het and no Makar for it. Batsim, you look in the Itzah Goinim and Simon of Beis, the Goinim already on the Mishnah Brachas. They say the reason why it's left out Ato Hashem in the Mishnah. Why? Shem Shmuel Batolo. That's mamish the reason. They say like the Magen Avraham. So even though there's a Yavitz who wants to be Mekel Adonaisa, but we have the Goinim who say that's Pshat the Mishnah, and that's of course also say a bracha when you read the Gemara to say the Shem of Hashem. Although when you come to a Pasuk, when you come in the Gemara, is a Pasuk different? So the Yavitz says over there, when he's a child, he read to his father a Chumash with the Shem, and he said the word Hashem, and his father yelled at him. His father is a Chamsvi, and his father Chamsvi said, Avada, you have to say the name of, you have to say the Shem Adnos. You have to say Mamash Hashem's name. Why? Because Ma'ase, that's what you're in the Torah. How can I say that way? So we have the Yavi says you have to. The Prima Godim and Simon Rishta says Rishai, a person is allowed to say the name of Hashem. And that's the Mishnah Berurah, the Chayotim, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, that a person, when he comes across the name of Hashem in the Gemara by a Pasuk, he has a right to say the name of Hashem. Rishai, he has a right to. That sounds... Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah sounds like say a half a Pasuk, say a whole Pasuk. He's not Mechalik, and he should have been Mechalik. Therefore, Lechuri, he holds either one. However, Moshon or Chaim Chalibes in the Simon and Vav, he's Mechalik. He said, buy a whole entire Pasuk, and a Chalami, a person has to. Why? Because Kol Pesukah is like Pasuk, and Moshe, and only Pasukin Alei. Any Pasuk that Moshe did not be Masik, and a whole Pasuk, you have to say Hashem's name. And a half a Pasuk says that Moshe, he quotes the Mishnah Berurah, then a Chalami, you're a Shai, you're allowed to say Hashem's name, you don't have to. The Kanan Digasa, the Stipe, the Chalik Aleph, and Och Zabenu, he says, Mamash Fakert. By a whole pasuk, we show you to say Hashem's name. You have a right to say Hashem's name. However, and even that still, you should not say it. Still, right to say the word Hashem. Still, the disciple says you should say the word Hashem, not the word Hashem Adnos. And a half, Kolskin and a half a pasuk, you should not say Hashem's name. Which is also when the Ginzai Kodesh brings up Chaim Knievsky, that a half a pasuk, a person should not say Hashem's name. And the Aruch HaShulchan says also that a betim, the minig is he writes, that a betim, a person, when he comes to Hashem's name in a Gemara, he should not say Hashem's name. So come to Al-Lakhur, there are four sheetahs. There's one sheetah, the Yavitz, it's a chiyav, or it's a mitzvah to say Hashem's name, it's not mechalik, whether they have a pasuk or a whole pasuk. Then there's a sheetah of Mishnah Berurah that says a person has a right to say Hashem's name, whether it's a whole pasuk or half a pasuk. Then you have a Moshe, that a whole pasuk is a chiyav, half a pasuk you're allowed to. Then you have the type of Aruch HaShulchan, that a half a pasuk, it's right to say Hashem, a whole pasuk is right to say Hashem, and a half a pasuk you should not say the Shem Hashem. So those are four different levels. The minig, it seems to me that everyone says the word Hashem. They don't say the Shem Anus, say Hashem, like the Aruch HaShulchan says the minig is. Why? Something machmer. You have to know a few emotional who by whole pasuk you get a shiloh of you're not allowed to. Maisha, the stipend of Aruch HaShulchan, who don't learn that way. So, yeah. However, even when you come across a pasuk in the Gemara, the early Tzin, Chacham Ben Tzin HaMashol, Chalifez, the Perek Yudalad, he wants to say, it depends how the pasuk is written in the Gemara. He said, if it's a half a pasuk like Samech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim, and has the Mashmoish in and of itself, means that Hashem lifted you up. That's the machloek. That's when the Mishabu is saying Rishai. However, let's say the Gemara writes Soymech Hashem v'zehu. Says nothing else. Has no mashmois to it. The only time that everyone agrees, you not say Hashem's name. You have to say the word Hashem, and that's losh anus. The steamers of the paiskim and the other paiskim Mishabu is not mashma that way. But the Maaseh, that's what he wants to tainu. So again, so reading in the Gemara of Racha, person is not allowed to. The shame Hashem, meaning is, the shame in a pasuk, the meaning is not to. B'chur, when you're doing reading in the Chumash, the whole entire pasuk, and Moshe says you have to, others say you're shy, you're allowed to. What about you come across the name of a malach in the Gemara? Come across the name of a malach. Are you allowed to say the name of a malach? Why not? What can you say the name of the malach? So in the Sefer Shara Mitzvahs, Chaim Vital writes from his Rebbe, the Arizal, he writes, Nizer Miliyitsoi Befib Beshum Shem Meshem at HaKodesh. First, the Arizal is very Nizer, not to say any name of Hashem. Hoy Shal Malachim. He's very Nizer not to say the names of any Malach. That's Shem of Malach?
No, Hashem.
Oh, that's something else. Maybe we'll explain. He said he's not saying Shem even those who read in Svarim. The lawyer is Zeich Oitim Emtsa Josh. Even when the Rizal said Joshua, he did not say the name of a Malach. El Kedech Ksho Yezeicha the Mem Test Reish Vavnun. Name of a Malach is Mem Test Reish Vavnun. This Malach is more because I don't different times. When he would say it, he would say Mem Test or Mem Test Test. That's he would say it. When we came across the Malach, the Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, which the Sitter of the Acher, how would he say it? The Rizal would say Samach Mem. He wouldn't say anything else. He would not say the whole entire name. All over Malachim. The Sefer Malchi Elyon has a list of over 450 Malachim that are brought down. That each one he would not say, remarkable not to say it. With Tamadova, what's his reason? If you examine the reason is because Vihine Vitekev Shmoy Malach, when the Malach hears Shemakh Shmoy Ba'il Mazer, when the Malach hears the name being mentioned in this world, Nivel, Nirsa, Lachurov, he gets taken aback and trembles. The Shmoya, he wants to hear why this person is saying his name. He's saying, if a person comes to say a Shvuah with his name, he's going to go try to help him out with the Shvuah. But let's say he's not saying a shvuah. Im kolze nirsav nivol b'shmir shmoi meskano, and he gets trembled and he's zealous against it. B'maskir shmoi meskaraboy mekachgulov. He has a tiny little person. He's mekachgul against a person, and he's gonna, I guess, bring the din on a person for not even saying his name, but for what he does. The reason why is the person should not say any malach. He was saying mak, but not to say any malach. Why? Because it would be a kitchen against the person. However, he does end off. Let's say Shemus HaMalachim that people have. People are called Michol and Gavriel, which is the shame of Malach. Say Michol and Gavriel, like we say in a Maple. Right, Michol and Gavriel, and Ech Nami, that there's no Isser, that there's no problem, who the Svarah Shavuah is, because since people have that name, so when I say that name, even though I'm saying it, meaning the Malach, but since he does not think I'm talking to him, because everyone has Michol and Gavriel, so he's not going to come in this Dakik right away, and be trembling because of it, therefore Ech Nami won't be Makachik upon you. How far, if you look in the Shmita Gof HaNefesh and Simon Tzadik, when he brings down the Salochi, he brings down all the cases, how far to take it? It's not clear. When Maisa is only saying the Shemus of Malachim, a person should not do. Well, we know you're this way. So, it's brought down the Kavachai Malachim Simon Hei, and it's, again, the Shmita Gof HaNefesh brings it down, and it's a Chayodim, the Chayodim in Klalei, in Simchov Zayin. He says, that Shemus Malachim being on the Rizal Shos Laskirim, but he closes Shiloh. We don't say Malachim Ovis. Malachim Ovis is not the name of the Malach.
Yes.
The Samach Men that Rabbi Kintay. Besides over here, Samach Men, he says he's not allowed. That's an example of the Rizal. The Oid, he writes in Pashas Truma, I think. He says the Samach Men, the Oid, the Issa, the Rice, Shemul Gimma, Shemul Himachem was Laskirim. Right? So this is the mention of other gods. He said he holds the Oymis the Raisa. Yeah, that, but not his stance for the Machayim that he can't say. But Maisa is brought down the Chayotim over here in Kalahayis of Chazayin. He does declare, what are you saying in the Tefillah? We don't. We say the mem test test. People speak. People know. They say mem test test. No, they say mem test. So what about you saying a derech tefila or derech shvach? Let's say you know davening, come across it, the name of a malach, the last day of the month. So mechon gavil avadi elatu. What about Obed Shemus? So the chayodim over there brings down the machlokes. He says avol bederech tefila ushvach kemetinu pipiutim in the piyut latam. They have names of malachim. Mutlaskirim. Why? Le'odim b'shemus akdoshim. Not better than Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu can say in tefila. Names of malach he can't. V'chein shemati mipi agro. He heard from the mouth of the gro when the gro said piyutim. He would say how it said in the siddur and echanami it's mutter. However, he ends off ach, but be likud atayra mafurish lehadil iser. Say for likud atayra is mafurish that's also. He brings out machlokes even bedach tefilu shvach, which the name of Hashem avadi lan to say. Bezmiris mekadin ilan to say. However, to say the name of a malach, that echnami is saying that he brings out machlokes gross as yilatu and the say for likud atayra said mafurish also even bedach tefilu. So what about? What about a name, Lamashal, Chashmal? Chashmal is the name of a malach. In the Cheskel of Perek Aleph, Rashi says it's the name of a malach. The Gemara in Chagigah, Daf Gimel, Men Aleph, says Chashmal is the name of a malach. Is the person allowed to say it or not? So, B'Shlom Zalman, in Lichas Shloim Perek Chavez, he says that the first people who called electricity Chashmal, what they did was incorrect. Why? Because it's the name of a malach. It's bizarre to do that. However, once now it's the name of a malach, everyone calls it that way, Avad it's Mutter. It's not be worse than Michal Gavriel. Avad it should be Mutter. That I don't know. No, it depends who and why they do it. So therefore, why did you last say the word chashmal? Not mentioning his name. We're saying it's not his name. Chashmal is electricity. No one even knows chashmal is a malach anymore. Everyone thinks only electricity. That's not his name. No, the malach. Well, that's Hashem. What does Kishmi is Hashem? This is a malach. No, it's good. Lois asking. The reason of a malach is only because he's mekatching against you. He's mekatching against you. Tell me about malach. I don't know. Maisa, in the Sefer Moreh Shabbos, looking over Shavuos, he writes about electricity, about if you're allowed to use it on Shabbos and Yontif and Eitz Chol. So every time he wrote the word chashmal, I saw he wrote always with a dash. He wrote ches shin mem dash lamed. So why do you write with a dash? Any point writing a dash? Is it helpful dash? So Lamashal, let's take first yud kei vav kei. Hashem's name. Can you write yud dash hey dash vav dash hey? Is that save away the kedusha that echam you can erase it? You can didn't know of gemisa. Is there kedusha to it? No kedusha to it. Does a dash help? So the Abinezer, the Chuvan Yardea, Shin Samachay, he writes, a dash does not help at all. Because what's the whole point of a dash? Come tell you, it's one word. So you just made it to one word. Yud, dash, hey. Dash is. So, oh, we have one word. One word is Issa Mechiko. He says, the Kor of Levada is Issa Minatari to erase it. Issa to erase it. Kor of Levada is also. It's wrote down Yerushalayim Zonnefeld the same way. I mean, Chas Yitzchok also brings down this Abinezer. The Piskei Tshuva, Ginzei Kodesh, Perek Zayin, brings down from this Ikrael, so he held it as Osir. He does bring down that the Yashim held it was Mutter writing a dash. He's the only one. I'm not sure. Alright, that's what he might say he held. In the Sefer Derech Sicha, the Chaim Kanievsky writes also, he's not sure if a line helps. What's his case over there? He has a different case. A person wrote to him a letter from the Yishuv Beis Kel. The Yishuv wrote to him, and he had to write back to him. He wants to know, they asked him, did he write back to this person who lives in this place now? So, Beis Kel is Beis, the house. Kel is really Aleph Lamed, which is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, the house of Hashem. So, he didn't know what to do. So first, Beis Kel in the Torah, is it Kodesh or not Kodesh? In the Torah, is it Mekodesh or not? Are you allowed to base in the Torah or not? So in the Torah, the Prima Godim, the Simkuf, the Gimel, Sam Soy, Mechalik Vav, they say Avada is not Kodesh. Avada, there is no Kodesh to it, and you're all allowed to erase it. And in Stei Chemet, he wrote a Sefer, Shin, and then Dal, and then Yod, Stei, which is the name of Shakai. So when he put out in the beginning, everyone had tainted on him that he wrote the name of Hashem. So he had the conscious in the most prince in the Chalik Hay, whole conscious of Iskin Gedolim who wrote back to him, is Sefer, was it correct what he wrote? It's a day, it's not Shakai. So it was a Mutu, it was an Osir. So he has over there over 25 letters back in different Gedolim from his time that wrote to him about the Shiloh, about, and then come on, everyone agrees with him, it's Mutu, and right now we have the same as Stei Chemet, no one changed it. So in there, Do you see Kamashal is of the Indian of writing the Shemus of Hashem? So there, the Beis Yitzchok and Rosh Hashanah tell Gordon writes also the Shem Beis Kel is Nakodesh and Vadi in the Torah Yilad Eresim. However, over there, Shlomo Koyim in Vilna, also in the Kudrus Be'er stay, he writes, it's Poshut is Kodesh. He argues that Avada is Kodesh, and Lechain Kamach Koyim also, they take on, it's Poshut is Kodesh. Machlok is in the Torah, Beis Kel, is it Kodesh, or is it not Kodesh? Fine, that's in the Torah. What about naming a city that way, or a hospital that way in New York? Is that Kodesh or not? So the Sefer Tzvaka Mishpat in Perek Tazayin, Rav Loi, he writes, Dafka in the Torah is Machlok is. However, in a city, Avada, you mean to call the city. It means the city of Avada is not Kodesh. In Avada, you are allowed to write, let's say, Beis Kel. So now, he has no problem. Chaim Kanievsky, Der Chasicha, and Abin Nem Zayin, he writes, he didn't know what to do. To write back a letter with Kuf Lamed, Kel with a Kuf, he said, it won't get there. To write it back with the Aleph Dash Lamed, he says, I don't think a Dash helps, not sure if it helps. To write Kel, he said, the whole reason why the space Kel, the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they had Kavanah, the house of Hashem, they had Kavanah, Shem Shemayim Mamish. And he says he did not write back a letter. He didn't write back. Don't know. So, let's see, that was his title. I don't know, he didn't write. The mice in America, there's a hospital called Bethel. I don't think anyone over there even realized that what they're saying even means the house of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because first of all, Beth, you know, it's base. But there's a hospital. I think anyone does say the word Bethel. So maybe that's, first of all, in the Torah, Lapos, Kamal, this mortar, it's not in Kadosh. Void, Rabbi said, even if it's Kadosh, even outside, even the ear is not Kadosh. Assuming in that case, could be originally, but no one thinks, knows. Could be different than what now, Beis Kel, they mean to stand for the Beis Kel. Yishlayim, in these spirit. So fine, this in of, again, a slash Luchura, but for the shame of Hashem does not help. What about, different cases? So you have to understand, by the name of Hashem, there's two separate Yisurim. There's two different Gedarim. There's an Yisur, or the name of Hashem has two things to it. There's a din of being Kaddish, and Kaddish, yeah, the Hashem Yom Kerevokke came bringing to the Beis HaKisur, and these kids with our kids has Kedusha to it, the Chayf is a Kedusha, and there's a separate din, the din of Bezoyin to it. A separate din, you cannot be Mavaz with the name of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Rashi in the Shabbat Tavsalmah Peri says you cannot bring a Kamei into the bathroom. Why Al Zilzul? You have to Mechusa, you have to cover it. But Yom Zilban on Azubdu Chalfeiz writes clearly there are two separate dinim. And you look in the Paiskin, the two Allahs by every name of Hashem you have to worry about. The din of Zilzul and the din of Kaddish. Two separate things. Therefore, to write G-D, to erase it, has no Kedusha to it. The other girl, Meshavua Patsin, like the Shach, has no Kedusha. So the only shadow is, when you write it, the shadow of Bezoyin over here. Is there a, it's not mice, it's a Bezoyin, the name of Hashem, to take it and use it for things of Bezoyinus. Because the mice, it looks like Hashem's name, people call it Hashem's name, is it get a Bezoyin? Therefore, that says that the Achi Yosef, Chelekim, Simlam, Beis, of Bezoyin, that a dash helps. To put a line there, by he writes Gimel, dash, test, that helps. Because Al Kedusha, I have no Kedusha. Al Bezoyin, making dash, showing I do not mean Hashem. I don't mean the Kedusha is Hashem. But Echanami and dash does help. You're doing it not to write Hashem, not to be Hashem. He's writing in Yiddish. No, the whole name is, when Moshe writes, when he writes Gimel, then Aleph, and Tess, Yiddish, and Gimel, Aleph, and then Dalet in English.
No, dash,
I mean to Mechalik it. To take away the, he writes to Mechalik, to take away the Bezoyin. Two separate things. Before, what?
That's what you give up, that you're writing a letter. But G-D-S-D, you're leaving out a letter.
True, but he said the point of the dash is just to take away the design. We'll see other cases. We'll see other cases. Moshul, the name of a person, Yisrael. Right? So about the Rolochas, the Teshpatzah is clearly it's Kodesh, let's erase it, clearly let's write it without a dash. However, there are people who are Machman, they write Yisrael, either they write it without a Lamed or they write a dash. Aleph dash Lamed. Right, both of us to write a dash here. What is the point there? We're again, the Minchas Yitzchok in Chelek Toros, he writes, according again from the Tshuva Be'er B'Stei, that people, when they have the name, their name means, they put a name, the name of Hashem, because they want to be chal upon the shame of Hashem in a certain aspect. And therefore, for that, since they want the shame of Hashem, to have the dash will take away the Kedusha, the Bezoyin from it. Echlami, Be'ertim, it's chal Be'etzim. But that will take away the Bezoyin Shavoy. Every time a word ended off with a UK, so you would end off with just a U, not with a at the end of it. Any word. people ask him halacha, he says, Mavad, no, and to be chayish, Mavad, you can write, okay, because Batsim is any other words, no, you should do it. You want to be machmer, people are machmer, they don't finish off the word, I'll do that. Oh, and they feel that they're goshim, well, halacha, Mavad, is more kush to it. And the best of all would take away, even make less of kush to show that you want to show that's not in the name of Hashem. So, if he's there, another shiloh, taking money to a bathroom, that the American coins or dollar bills, it says in Jidr, do we trust? Hashem we trust. So again, no kedusha. For numerous reasons, one the monkey did, they have no kavana for it. But it's in English. In English, Mishabura says you allow a race. The other race has no kedusha. So vabu the coins or the dollar bills of vabu have no kedusha. The only shaila is the get of Zion. Is it in a Zion over here? So Moshe explains, what is it, how far I take Bezoin? It's L'chor Tali, how do you send Bezoin? So Moshe says, by writing a base and then a hay on top of a piece of paper, he says, Alsek Dushua, he writes Alsek Bezoin, we have the Chosh Alsek Bezoin Shabbai. So what's the Bezoin? He says, either to throw it in the Mokim Bezoinis, to take the piece of paper, put it inside the garbage with diapers, that's Bezoinis, or he says, to wipe yourself in the bathroom. The Kanei Chazatzmoy. That's a Bezoin. That means that Moshe is saying, just to bring it to the bathroom, that's not a Bezoin. Right, the kaneach is atzmoi. Everyone understands to wipe yourself with the base of the hay. That avad is bezoyin. So the chul of your moishu, bring it to the bathroom, a dollar bill, coins. No, people don't think it's bezoyin. It has Hashem's name on it. A piece for it. There's no bezoyin to it. Therefore, the chul should be mutter to have it in the bathroom without any covers. Not one cover, two covers. Chul shouldn't be any bezoyin. Nasha Klein has a Shumah Chalakei, he says Avadi can bring into the bathroom without any coverings. The Sheva Kalasi, Chalakimel says it. Shlomo Zalman, Lich Shlomo says you don't need any covering. Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Meltzer told me, and Rabbi Nachum told me, and Zvotan Ginzai Kodesh says he can bring into the bathroom without any covers. And Ayesha Bel Schwartzman, he said, throw a Mokham Bezoyin, that is a problem. Bring it to the bathroom, it's not Bezoyin. No one thinks it's Bezoyin to it. So we have one Mahalach that Avadi is not Bezoyin to bring it to the bathroom. Which again, Kamachon, Bezman Azel, say Avadi, you're allowed to have it uncovered, no problem. However, there's another side, the time that is bezoin. Again, of course, telling you in Shikla Das how you look at things. The time of Etzim, the Maisa, it is a bathroom, so called Saif. Maisa is Hashem's name. And still, even though there's no Kedusha to it, but still bring it to the bathroom, it's not nice. So Meltzer told me that he asked a dying fisher's son to ask a dying fisher, and dying fisher said, it's right to cover it. Chaim Knievsky is brought down in Saif and the kids to cover that Tvilo, and in Ginzai Kodesh, and said, if I have a person to cover it. A friend of mine told me when he was in Philly, Shmuel Kamensky told him he had a coin on his belt. He had a penny inside his belt. And then Shmuel told him, every time you go to the bathroom, you have to open it up and put it into your pocket. And that would be the same thing with penny loafers. If anyone had penny loafers, before you came into the bathroom. As brought down in Mesama Shulchan, the B'chon of Vassman held Me'ikah Din, a person cannot bring any coins to the bathroom because it has in G-Dasti we trust. So again, there are two sides. The shadow is, what is Nichlan get a Bezoin? However, L'chur, L'kuli Alma, everyone agrees one covering is good enough. The whole reason why I need two coverings is that's the Kedush Shabbai. But that's the Bezoin Shabbai, L'chur, L'kuli Alma, one covering is enough, whether it's Miyuchah, not Miyuchah, it shouldn't make a difference. If it's only that's Bezoin, keeping it covered. Even out there, they have no Kedush to it. Maybe he's holding Mishabur, no Kedush. The guy pushing it has no Kedush anyway, telling the machine matzahs, what do you hold by machine matzahs?
So
Hebrew book that has Divrei Torah.
Modern Hebrew, they say the word
Elohim. So as Bezoyin, cover it.
We're hoping it will be enough because that's the actual word of the
prayers.
Adapted to modern Hebrew.
That's, I don't know. It has no Kedusha to it, just cover it. Sikom mentioned first Hagash and Bais Yosef. There are two different ways to understand the Isser. One is being Meicha, one is saying the word itself, one is saying the Isis. The Chayot and Paskin, both of them are Asr. And therefore he says, even saying just the Yud Kei, those two Isis in and of itself is Asr. To have them say the Shem Yichud, we have different ways, different Menhagim, what exactly to do. Tosfos and Vatazara says that the Isser of Hagash and Bais Yosef is totally Mechika, and therefore the Aleph and the Dalit should be Machmin. Saying Hashem Balaz in English, so the Amira Mishabur says Aser, the Mechika the Mishabur says Mutter, and to be Hoyget, there is a Makar to be Machmer. Derech Limud, if you like to say it or not, so the Mishabur says, by Brach is also to say, Derech Limud, Hashem's name. However, Pasuk is Matter, and the meaning seems to be not even to say the word Hashem, by Malachim. So the Rizal says you should not say any name of any Malachim unless it's people know the name like Michal Gavriel. The line helps, the line that make a dash between Oisius will not help out Sigdushabai, Dr. Achiezer, out Sabzain, it would help. Saying in Beis Kel, the Torah is Machlaikis, in the ear itself, different people do different things. Money to the bathroom, the two different sheets, but avata covering the lechur does help. The malach, the mem test test, reish vav nun. So lechur is saying the issue is avata not a problem. The mem test test. So who is he? What is he? It's very interesting that if you look at the Sefer Malach Elyon, he has 35 pages explaining who he is and what he is. Well, I'm sure the Olam knows from Rashi and the end of Mishpatim. He said that this mem test test is shmoi is k'shem rabbi. His name is the name of his rabbi. Rashi explains that the Mem Tesses is the shame of Shakai, same Gematria. Mem Tesses is the Gematria of Shakai. And the Gemara calls him Hashem HaKotan, he's a Shmuel Hashem, he's a Shara Olam, he's hiding all the time Malachim. He's Mamish, the Spitz Malach, the highest Malach, he's like second in control. And the Ran in Joshua style takes it so far that you can even bow down to him. You cannot bow down to any Avodah Zarah, any Malachim, except for the Mem Tesses. You'll not even bow down to him. And that's what Yeshua, he brings down the Yeshua himself, he bowed down to the Mem Tesses. He's the Spitz Malach. The Yavitz and Siddur and Chalik Aleph Amal Lamed, he says, true, Mem Tesses is Gematria Shakai. Moshe is Gematria Kel Shakai. It's Gematria Kel Shakai. He says that Moshe, a person that can, when he's reached his shleimus, is even higher, he says, even higher than a Malach. A Malach is a Kaddish, you have to be careful about. But a person, if he reaches shleimus, which the Rambam writes in the Hilchos Teshuva, every person that can reach his shleimus and can be like Moshe Rabbeinu, he'll be higher than the highest Malach there is. Be higher than everything. Person, Margish it that the koyach he has in a person and the responsibility he has to reach the shleimus, to reach his level that can be the higher than any malach there is, it's a mamash gemalik thing to realize.